Zok the Hilge Mishnah Vayit Masech Des Yivam is Perik Yud Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Cheresh Shenasa Pikachas. Cheresh is a deaf mute who married a Pikachas, a woman who is not a deaf mute. Or a Pikeach, or he's technically smart. We don't necessarily mean he's smart, that he has a high IQ. Normally you say, oh, he's such a Pikach, he's so smart. We just mean to say he has normal das. He's not a Cheresh. Shenasa Cheresh says, who married a woman that is a deaf mute. Imrats, if the husband wants to divorce his wife, yoitzi, he can do so. In other words, his gerushin is effective. Imrats, if the husband wants to stay in this marriage, yikayim, he can do that as well. Now, the gerushin of a cheresh, who married a pekachas, works even though the cheresh may have limited das. And the reason is, geshem shehu kainas birimizah. How did he take her in? He has to say her out mekadeshesly. And the answer is, he points to the ring and he gestures. So we figure out from his hand motions what he means. So just like he took her in that way, kachu moitzi b'remizah, he can send her out that way. He gives her the get, and he's meramis with his hands or with his head that, you know, this is a get. He also would have to be meramis to the cipher that he wants him to write the get. Vaitra says the mission of pikeach shenasa pikachas. Now here, things will get a notch more complicated. A regular man who marries a regular woman, this kiddushin is minat toira. V'neschar she becomes a cheresh afterwards. This is more complicated. In the previous case, it was simple. Same way he took her in, that's how he sends her out. But here, he took her in, this is Kedushin Min HaToira. He was a Bekech, she was a Bekachas. He was normal, she was normal. So now, could he divorce her? And the Mishnah says yes. In this case, where he's the Bekech, she's the Bekachas, yes. Imratza Yoitzi, Imratza Yekai. If he wants to send her out, he can send her out. If he wants to stay in the marriage, he can do so. But the Chiddush is, he could send her out. And the gerushin works, as long as he's the pekeach. But if she didn't just become a cheresh, but rather nishtates, she became a shoita, she lost her das, she lost her mind, then lo yoitzi, can't send her out. Now really, you need a minimum amount of das to be able to take a get. She has to understand that she's being divorced. Both the chereshes and even the shoita could have that amount of das. They understand they're being divorced. So what then is the difference in the chereshes and the shaita? The chereshes could protect herself. She won't be hefker. The shaita can't even do that. And that's why Chazal made a takana. They said she became a shaita. You cannot divorce her. You can't just leave her alone. We're scared people will be noyig in her minig hefker, and this is for her protection. She won't be able to protect herself. And that's the difference, explains the Me'iri, between the Shoita and the Chereshes. The Chereshes also has limited das. But she knows not only to understand that it's a get, she, Lamaisa, could protect herself. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has a problem over here. There's different Shatim here exactly how to understand what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Shita is, but let's see the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mipnei ma ha'isha shenescharsha, why are you telling me that a woman that got divorced, Yoitzis goes out with a get? But if the man became a cheresh, he can't send her out with a get. What's the difference between the two? Amrulai, the Chachanim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you can't compare ha'isha megarish, a man who's divorcing, la'isha mezgaresha, so the woman that's receiving the divorce. She'isha yoitza l'tzayna or she'loy l'tzayna. A woman can get divorced even against her will. Now, l'maisa, there's a cheirim beinu gerishin that you can't divorce a woman against her will. Unless there's a heter of 100 rabbanim, it's a very complicated process. But min ha-toira, a man could just divorce his wife even if she doesn't want. She doesn't have to agree. True, she has to have enough das to be able to guard again. She doesn't have to agree. But v'ish, the man, ein ha-moitzi el ritzoinai. He has to intend to divorce. And we don't feel that the cheresh, if he's a cheresh, he has enough das for that. Now the Gemara explains as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri clearly held that a person that became a cheresh cannot divorce. He has no das. His shaila was, but why when the woman becomes a cheresh, why could she be divorced? She should be the same as the person. Just like he can't, you can't divorce her. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that gerushin wouldn't work if either he became a cheresh or she became a cheresh. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying, look, I say either both yes or both not. But according to you, Chachamim, You say the woman that became a cheresh could get divorced. What's the difference? Why could he divorce a chereshes, but a cheresh can't divorce? So they answered him, it's because the ma'isa, she doesn't have to agree. He has to have intent. We're not sure the cheresh is capable of that. So quickly, chazing over our mission. A cheresh who cannot hear and cannot speak. Whenever we say cheresh, we mean he can't hear and he can't speak. Who married a woman. Lamaisa, our mission says, doesn't make a difference whether she's a pekachas or a chereshes. If he wants to divorce her, he can. He's merames, he gestures. He gestures to the sofer to write the get. When he gives the get, he points to his finger, this is your get. Just like Chazal or Mesakin Kiddushin, that he can take her in by gesturing with his hands, he can't talk, they were Mesakin Gerishin. So basically, the Gerishin Drabbanan take away the Kiddushin Drabbanan. We also learned in our Mishnah that a man cannot be Megarish unless he wants to. That's Midin Torah. We said Rabbeinu Gershom said she also has to agree. But because Min HaTorah he can divorce her, even if she doesn't want. So a chereshes, there was a pekachas when she got married. So the kiddushin is that I said, and then she became a chereshes. Her kiddushin is Min HaTorah. How could she get divorced now? And the answer is, look, we don't need her das to get divorced. We just need her to understand what the divorce is. But if she was a regular person when she got married, then she lost her das, she lost her mind, she became a shaita. Then he can't send her out. If she has no das to guard her get, for sure he can't send her out. That's Min HaTorah. Even if she did have das to guard her get, Bachazal made a takana that he can't send her out. The Bat Tanur explained the reason is Shlo Yinehagu Ba Minig Hefker. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked, why is it that an Isha Sheneschara could go out with the get, but a man that becomes a Cheresh can't? Why can't he send his wife out with a get? Either both yes or both not. So the Chachamim said, we'll explain our Shita. Min HaTorah, a man could divorce his wife against her will. So she doesn't need to agree. So even a Cheresh is fine. As long as she knows how to guard her get, we can divorce her. The man, however, he has to have intent to do it. We also explain, even though Min HaTorah, a man could divorce a wife against her will, but there's a Chemer Ben Ugeshin that would prevent him to do so. Unless there are certain circumstances, he would have to receive a heter from 100 rabbanim.